This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Dale, tell us about the VGLRL has, for a very long time, has done a lot of surveying, and you pull that together, and there's a lot of things we can all learn from that, and some facts, not fake news, some facts. Tell us about what you guys have been up to and what these surveys are telling us.
Yes, certainly. So I guess last year was the first time we did a comprehensive survey, both at Midsummer and then at Chill Out. And it was really trying to capture the views on the LGBTIQ community around what were important issues for them and what were the things that they really wanted us to focus on. And overall, last year, what came out really strongly was protection from discrimination, shock horror. You know, that is something that we all want. And I think what it showed is that whilst we have achieved a lot, and there's been, especially over the last few years, there's been a lot of achievements in regards to, adoption equality, the expungement of previous
convictions.
It still showed that people are aware that there is inequality, especially in regards to religious exemptions for employment, birth certificate rights for trans and gender diverse people. And obviously also marriage equality. Another area that came out really strongly was around violence and harassment in the street, and I guess fear around personal security. What we've done this year with our survey is really tapped into that issue of personal safety and security, and think about and ask questions about people's perceptions and experiences of the police. Because if people, 85% of people in a survey last year were saying that it's a high important issue about being safe. I sit on an LGBTI reference group with Victoria Police, and they believe that there's an underrepresentation of LGBTI people coming forward reporting
crimes.
So
underreporting. I remember. Yeah.
But that makes sense to me, Macro. I mean, a lot of people just feel fear.
Absolutely.
And so why would they actually?
I'm trying to think back when I was a co-convener.
Naughty experiences.
And when the GLOWs were started in Victoria, and we met with Victoria Police, and then they were saying, how are we going to get your community to report?
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, well, didn't quite say it like that, but I said, well, people, you know, in my community need to feel comfortable that when they go to a police station, that it's going to be taken seriously, that they're not going to be treated differently. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, okay, I'll give you an example. I know someone who reported at a police station, an inner city police station, Paran, actually. And, you know, you would think Paran would have had lots of experience with our community, reported an assault, and the officer, you know, went to get another form or something, and he went sort of behind, and he could hear, the guy could hear the officer talking to his colleagues about this assault. And, you know, the comments, you know, were not, you know, they weren't uplifting.
No.
People need to feel safe.
And they need
to feel like
now,
the
granted,
law.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So sure.
And the environment has changed. So again, this is that reporting. It's interesting that this comes out in the It comes out in the survey.
And so that was very much the reason why in this year's survey we have specific questions that ask about people's perceptions of the police and their experience. Because what we want to understand is, what are the real barriers in terms of what are people's personal experiences of when they've gone into a police station or they tried to report something and there's been an issue so that we can, you know, help inform the police and change processes. But also, really importantly, what are the perceived barriers? Because a perceived barrier is just as important to understand.
Of course.
And then we can sort of look at overcoming those. So the survey really looks at perceived and real barriers and asking specific questions about what would you report and what would you report. And then that also allows us to think about how we target communication.
Okay.
And equally around, there's some open-ended questions around what do people want to do for Victoria Police to improve.
And give us a quick snapshot of that. What is it that people think needs to change?
Yeah, well, I'm not actually wanting to prescribe too much yet because the survey's still open.
Okay.
So
just some anecdotal, just to, you know, perhaps a personal reflection.
Yeah, so I mean, I spoke with people at Chill Out Festival especially, and there were some people who, in some rural communities, as we were in Daylesford, who had, and I'm not saying they were necessarily from Daylesford, but just in rural communities, who had experienced some issues feeling safe in going in and reporting it. Other people had said that they'd had good experiences. I think there's a lack of consistency, as with any sort of big organisation. So I think it's around having consistent practices and processes and knowing that it's a safe place.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to take a friend to report a crime recently, and I was able to give feedback on you know, what could be improved.
Now, you say the survey's still open.
Yeah.
So if people would like to take part in the survey, how do they do that?
So it's up on our website, which is www.vglrl.org.au, and it's also on our Facebook page. So it's still open. We really want as many people to submit information as possible.
Great. I know that, you know, people are sometimes reluctant to do surveys.
Yeah.
It's only going to take you a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
purely anonymous.
Purely anonymous, especially by doing it online. There's absolutely no way for us to track you. You know, any questions that you don't want to answer, you don't have to. We do have demographic information requests in there so that we can cut the information different ways. Some people don't want to supply that. That's absolutely fine.
I think it's really important to be doing this survey work, and it's been going on for a very, very long time, and we've got a membership from Ellen from Brighton. Thank you very, very much, Ellen.
And we also have another suggestion for renaming the court.
Oh, yes, for our competition, Who's a Mug? What's it say to us?
Based on what she has said, it is currently better named Mina Arena. Mina Arena. But in honour of Leighton Hewitt, Come On Court.
Oh, yes, Come On. Yes. No, I like Dolly Doyle Arena better. Look, unfortunately, Dale, we've run out of time.
Yep.
I really encourage people, www.vglrl.org.au, do the survey.
Yeah, do it.
It informs the lobby so that, you know, when they speak with government and government agencies and other people, they've actually got, you know, a factual base to say this is what our community is saying. It's really, really important. I want to thank you, Dale, one, for coming in, but, you know, for you guys, the VGLRL does fantastic work.
Thank you.
Very important work. You know, we're 98% there, guys. We're not 100% there.
No, absolutely.
No.
That last 2% is going to be really hard.
And also on our website, if you're interested in becoming a committee member, we have applications open until the 25th of June.
Cool.
Great. Excellent. What are you looking for?
So we're looking for people who are skilled, experienced, passionate about LGBTI rights and causes, maybe from a legal, political, events background, etc.
Great.
We've got all the information on the website, so please do check it out.
Great.
And any questions, send us an email.
Sure.
Dale, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Great to have you. Come back again and
absolutely
tell us what's
anytime.
Happening. We'd love to know what the survey actually says.
Yep.
for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.